We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Halva, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Hey. We dedicate the Shir for a Refuah Shalema for Reb Shalom Ben Yamna, Betoch Shar Chole Yisrael, Mitzvashim. V'alkein B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim Ne'amar Daberno Ve'yishalu klei kesef. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the explanation, based on what we've been learning so far, we'll be able to understand why, when the Jews were leaving Egypt, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, please speak to them and convince them to borrow silver, all the expensive things that the Egyptians have. Ki ikar ha-geula ho-yisa tolui bozeh. Because the whole redemption from Egypt was dependent on this, likach kol rechush Mitzrayim, for the Jews to take all the wealth of Egypt, lahaloi selagdusha, and to elevate it, to bring it into the realm of holiness, to take it out of the hands of the Egyptians, and bring it into the kedusha. Shezehu shlemus hatfila. This represents perfection of tefillah, as we mentioned earlier, kishechoizrin kol ha-hashpois al ha-gedusha. When we take all sustenance, and bring it back to the kedusha, v'yitzias Mitzrayim hu bechinas shenigeles ha-tefillah v'olsa menagolus. And we know that when the Jews left Egypt, an additional thing that was taking place is that the tefillah was leaving Egypt, was being nigal, was being redeemed from its state of exile and going up. Kemuvan b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'kama mekoymos, as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in several places, in Torah Zayin, chapter 7, chapter 9. Ki b'mitzrayim hoyo hadibur shel tefillah b'golus, kayodua, because it's known in Sforim HaKadoshim that when the Jews were in Egypt, the Dibur was in exile also. The Dibur in general, and especially Diburim of Kiddusha, Diburim of Tefillah. Ukishe Yotzu Mitzrayim, and when the Jews left Egypt, She'oz ha-yutzrichim lo-hoitzi ha-tefillah me-agolus, when besides us leaving Egypt, we also had to take the Tefillah out of Egypt, out of Golus, be-bechinas pe-soch, so that we should change a situation from which the mouth was closed, unable to speak, to pesach, which means the mouth speaks. Vazai tzrichin lahachzir kol ha-hashpois al ha-kedusha. And as we learned earlier, in order for the tefillah to really be effective, we have to return all the shefa, all the hashpois into the kedusha. Just like when a person goes to daven in the field, and we said that the grass and the trees and the vegetation return all the energy that they received. They return it back now into the Dvar Hashem. The energy that they live off originates from the Dvar Hashem as it came down through the angels, through the stars, all the way till it reached them. But we said that it was lent to them. It's energy that was lent to them, which they are obligated to return at the time of the Baal Tefillah, when there's a Baal Tefillah, when there's a master of Tefillah that's praying, they're required to return their energy to put it back into the Tefillah. V'zeh b'chinas bizas Mitzrayim kanal. And this is the concept of the wealth that the Jews took out of Egypt, as we mentioned earlier. U'machmas shadayin lo'yhoyo lahem ha-Torah, and because of the fact that we had not yet received the Torah, al kein lo yechoylem likach ha-hashpois mehem kiyim b'toiras she'ela. That's what made it impossible for us to take away the shefa from Egypt or from the Egyptians in a permanent way. But rather, we had to borrow it, implying that this is temporary. It's a much weaker sort of taking the item from the person. Ki yefshir likach ha-hashpois v'akoyches mehem, because it's impossible for a Jew to take away the shefa, the sustenance, and the power from the goyim, from the sitra achra, kiim kishahatfilo mekabeles koyach me'atoyra kanal, unless the tefillah is in its full power, which means it's receiving strength from Torah. Avol b'mitzrayim, but at the time that the Jews were in Egypt, and even when they were leaving Egypt, she'adayin loy zachu la'Torah, when we had not yet officially received the Torah, chuchruchu likach mehem b'she'ela. That's why Hashem said, approach the Egyptians and ask them if you can borrow their gold and silver. Because we didn't have the Torah yet officially, we weren't powerful enough to take away the Shefa from the Egyptians. We could only do it in this weaker form of borrowing it. V'zeh b'chinas hachipozoin shel Yisraelos. And this will also explain why the Jewish people had to leave Egypt in a rush, in a hurry, on the run. Hakol machmas shelo kiblu haTorah adayin. All of this was because of the fact that we had not yet received the Torah officially. Adayin hayo kosher lotzeis mishum. That's why it was difficult for us to be able to escape, to get out of Egypt, out of the Sitra Achra. V'huchruchu lotzeis b'chipozim. And we had to rush out of there. We had to leave like bandits, in a sense. Kamuva b'tikunim, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar. But when we talk about the future Geula, the final redemption, when we're hoping to leave the exile that we're in today, and now we have the Torah already with us officially. It was given to us thousands of years ago. That's why the Jewish people will not have to leave on the run, in a rush. As the Tikkuni Zohar explains, Alkein, therefore, Oz Yalu Kol HaKoychois VeKol HaHashpois El Sharoshom Shebigdusha Me'aleihem. And in the future, Geula, all the energy, all the power, all the sustenance that's found in the hands of the Goyim, in the hands of the Sitra Achra, will leave them. Ki Oz Yale hatfila mehagolus, because then the tefila will come out of its exile completely. Vazai kol hakoychos choizrim l'shoroshim kanal, and when the tefila has its full elevation, then all energies that are found in everything else in the world, in plants and everything, they all return their energy to their roots, to the tefila, to the Dvar Hashem. Shezeu bechinas hisnoitzitzus Moshiach. This is the concept of the great light of Moshiach, Kimavur b'maimer hanal, as is explained in chapter 1 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha was based on. V'hovein, and Rav Nosson says, understand well these concepts which he clarified for us based on the chapter on Likut Imran. Boruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. May Hashem be blessed eternally, amen. With this, he concludes the second halacha, and now we move on to the third explanation of the concepts of lending and borrowing and what's involved. Halacha Gimel, Al Pi Hamaymar Choysam Betoy Choysam. This halacha is based on chapter 22 in Likut Imran, which is a famous chapter, a chapter that discusses some very deep concepts. Ayin Sham, study, review that chapter to have a good, solid introduction. When Rabbeinu Zal introduced that shir, he said to his students, you know how much I love Torah. He said, I was up in heaven, and I was in a certain place where I heard they were speaking Divrei Torah on a very high level. So I wanted to go in, and the guard wouldn't let me in. I couldn't get in. And they told me that I have to pay a certain large price to be able to get in. And he mentioned that based on my expense account, this was a huge, huge sum. I thought about it, gave it to them, and went inside. And I heard the Torah that was being spoken there, and this is part of what was said there. And that's how he introduced this shir. So again, we're going to be touching on that in the introduction to this halacha. Umavoy Hashem, Rabbi Nazal explains over there, She'iefsher lehiskarev ela kedusha, kiim al yedei azus dikdusha. It's impossible for a Jew to come close to Hashem, to Torah, to tzaddikim, to holiness, unless the person has azus dikdusha, unless the person has a brazenness that's reserved for holiness. We know that the term azus in Judaism has two meanings. There's a Gemara that says az ponim legehenim, that a person who has brazenness, chutzpah, that's a one-way ticket to Gehenim. That's one of the things that Hashem hates the most. And at the same time, the opening line in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Tur Shulchan Aruch, quotes the famous Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, Hevi az kanomer, that if you want to be religious, if you want to serve Hashem, you have to have the brazenness of a leopard. And the Shulchan Aruch explains, because when a person wants to be religious, they're going to face opposition, major opposition. And one of the forms of opposition is going to be people that are going to make fun of them. The Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, cloaks himself in people, different people, who mock religion. They make fun of religion. Sometimes it could be a relative, a friend, a neighbor, and sometimes it could be somebody you don't even know, and yet they won't hesitate to approach you and laugh and mock respect for Hashem or respect for Torah. And when that happens, if you don't have a thick skin, if you don't have azus, if you're not tough, sometimes that can knock a person down. That can cause a person to become weak and even to leave Yiddishkeit, to leave religion on all kinds of levels. And there are many stories like this of people who are insulted about religion, about coming close to a tzaddik, whatever the thing is, and they couldn't handle it, they couldn't take it, they didn't have the toughness, the brazenness to stand up to that, so they ended up losing out. And we know, the Gemara also says, Loi nitna toiro lebnei Yisrael, elo mipnei she'azenhein. The Torah was given to the Jewish people only because they have chutzpah, as because they're az. And this Gemara has a double meaning to it. One meaning is that because we are the nation that has the most chutzpah, we needed the Torah the most, more than anybody else, to tame us. And that's why Hashem gave us the Torah specifically. That's one explanation. The other explanation is that we were given the Torah. It was a privilege that we were given because of the fact that we had the brazenness. We weren't afraid to sign without checking it out carefully. When Hashem offered the Torah to all the other nations, all of them hesitated. They all said, one minute, we have to check it out, we have to analyze it, we'll study it first, and we'll get back to you to let you know if we're committing or not. By the Jews, it says that when Hashem offered us the Torah, we jumped and said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh, we're committed, we're in. V'nishma, now let's hear what it's about. First we're committing, then we'll hear what it's about, we'll understand it. So Rabbi Nazal says there, this wasn't just thousands of years ago when we received the Torah, but every single Jew who wants to become attached to, who wants to come close to Torah, to Hashem, to Tzaddikim, can only do it if they have this azus of holiness, to be differentiated from the other kind of azus, a chutzpah of the Sitra Achra. Like the Gemara says, Be'ikvah Sidda Meshicha, Chutzpah Yazgi, that in the generation closest to Moshiach, close to the coming of Moshiach, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah, a lot of azus, but there it means the wrong kind of azus, where people are not going to be ashamed or embarrassed to behave in immoral ways or to do things which years ago a person would never think of doing such a thing. Bechinas hevi az kanomer. As the Mishnah says, have the brazenness and toughness of a leopard. And Rabbi Nazal goes on to explain there, ki yesh azei ponim rabim, because there are many people who are brazen, they have chutzpah, they're not afraid to insult Hashem, to speak negatively about Hashem, about religion, about tzaddikim, even if they don't know much about it. There are people who aren't afraid to open up their mouths and make fun of something that they never really studied, they never really looked at it honestly. Sheheim moinim mehakdusha moed. And they block people in a very big way from coming close to holiness. Veheim hamanhigim shel sheker. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, this refers especially to the false leaders, leaders who aren't really qualified to be leaders. Sheikar gedulosam v'esnasus shelohem hu'alidei azus. Whereby these leaders came to their leadership position, came to their, people respect them, not because they know so much, not because they've done so many good things for mankind, but as a result of their chutzpah. They had the audacity to step forward, to sit in the front, and to speak, and to, even though they don't necessarily deserve that, their authority and leadership is coming from Azus of the Sitrachra. Ki Azus Malchusa Beloitaga. Because the Mishnah describes Azus Chutzpah as a kingdom without a crown. A person who's a king without a crown, meaning he hasn't really earned that position, and yet he's not afraid to speak as if he's the leading, as he's the authority, and to take control. And at times it's impossible for a person to be saved from them, to be able to stand up to them, or to be able to do what you want to do without having them push you down and break you, unless the person has this Azus Dikdusha, this holy Azus. Shekol mi sheroitzel eskarev be'emes la'Hashem Yisborach. So that any person who wants to really come close to Hashem, behechrech sheyir loy azus lamoid neged azusam shel azeponim shebedor. That person must have some of this toughness, some of this brazenness, to stand up to the azeponim of the generation, to these leaders who have the chutzpah to tell people what to do and what not to do and what they can do and what they can't do, even though these people are not qualified whatsoever to do that. And again, we know that the fact that this is put in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch is the book that defines serving Hashem, coming close to Hashem. And on page 1, paragraph 1 there it says, and by the way, if you want to be religious, you better realize that there are going to be people that are going to make fun of you and mock you, and you better be ready for it. You better be prepared for it. You better have the Azus Dikdusha to stand up for that, for yourself. And the Shulchan Aruch there warns that Azus Dikdusha doesn't mean that if they insult you, you insult them back. You have to use a lot of discretion to know when to answer and how to answer. But at least for the person to know that just because this person who looks like an authority, who looks like an important person, they look like they have more knowledge, more experience than me, and they're telling me that what I'm doing is wrong, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're right, that they know what they're saying, that I can trust their opinion. Those yuchal lehiskare v'la kedusha. And if a person is zoicha to this azus of kedusha, then the person will be able to come close to holiness. Dehainu letzadikim uksherim amitim, to tzadikim and to truly religious people. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Nehalto ve'ozcho el neve kodshecho, that when we want to come close to the holy place, neve kodshecho, it requires ozcho, it requires azus of kedusha. Sheheim klolius hashiva royim dikdusha, those words neve kodshecho, the place of holiness, that refers to the combination of all seven shepherds of the Jewish people. These seven holy shepherds, Sheheim Hatzadikim Amitim, they are the true tzadikim. Sheheim Mamshichim Ho Emuna Li Yisrael, they are the ones who pass on and teach and nourish the Jewish people with faith. The pasuk says, Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna, Ure'e, Miloshen Roya, a shepherd. Ve'oz, and when a person has this Azaz of Kedusha, and they're zoicha to come close to the true tzaddikim, zoichin lesaken shnei hachoisamais, then that person will succeed in accomplishing and perfecting the two seals. Sheheim choisim hayodim, the seal of the hands, shenistaken, which gets perfected, v'zoi ho'emuna, that refers to faith, shezoichin al yideo azaz dikdusha, kamashikosu sham, which a person is zoicha to have when they have this azaz dikdusha. And we know that the hands represent emuna. The pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to Hashem, vayihi yodov emuna, his hands were outstretched in a display of faith to Hashem in prayer. Valide ho emuna nishmar v'nistakein choisim horaglim, and through faith, which is this seal of the hands, that protects the second seal, the seal of the feet. Shehu b'chinas toichocho shel moichiche hador, which refers to the reprimand that one receives from those people in the generation who are qualified to reprimand. Sheheim oisim sholoim ben Yisrael laviyim shebashamayim. This refers to the great tzaddikim who know how to reprimand the Jews in a healthy way, in a positive way, in order to improve our relationship with Hashem, to make peace between us and Hashem. When we commit sins, we become distant from Hashem. We have a falling out with Hashem. And the true tzaddikim, those who are qualified to be moichiach, to reprimand in a constructive way, they bring peace between us. Sheheim bechinas raglin, those tzaddikim are referred to as the feet, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Ki yefshel lekabel toichocho, kiim al yedei hoemuna, because it's impossible for us to receive the benefits of this reprimand unless a person has faith. Sheheim bechinas yodayim, which is the hands, lekabel al yedei zeh hatoichocho, which enable the person to receive this reprimand in a good way. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this. He shows the connections. V'lizkois la'azus, and how can a person be zeicha to have this brazenness that a person needs to come close to Hashem? Al yedei simcha, through happiness, by being happy. Happiness gives a person the strength that they need to stand up to any opposition. Shezoichin al yidei bechinas. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the pasuk. Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Joy with Hashem, rejoicing with Hashem, that is your oiz, that is your strength, that gives you your azis of kedusha. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, how is one zeicha to true simcha? Through al yidei bechinas na'ase v'nishma, by a person making a commitment to Hashem, like the Jews did when they received the Torah on Har Sinai. They said na'ase v'nishma, we will do, and then we'll understand. We're committed to doing whatever you tell us to do, and then whatever we can understand, we'll try to understand. Sheheim bechinas shnei ho'adoyum shehichtiru es Yisrael b'choyrev. This represents the two crowns that the Jewish people were given in Chorev. When the Jews showed that level of respect for Hashem that they said Na'aseh v'nishma, the Gemara says two angels came down for every single Jew. There were 600,000 Jews. 1,200,000 angels came down and put a crown on the head of each Jew, two crowns. One crown for Na'aseh and one crown for Nishma. That's when we were crowned. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that these crowns represent simcha, happiness, because there's a pasuk, v'simchas oilam al roisham, eternal happiness on their heads, al roisham, on the head is a crown is worn on the head. So simcha is referred to as these crowns, which a person receives when they make that kind of commitment to Hashem, a commitment of Na'aseh v'Nishma, where a person shows complete faith and trust in Hashem, that gives the person simcha. That simcha gives the person azus of kedusha, ki chedvas Hashem himozchem. Joy with Hashem gives you azus, and with that azus, a person can stand up to any opposition, any people who would try to block them from coming close to true tzaddikim, to the Torah, to serving Hashem, to be able to have the guts to stand up to the mockery, to the making fun, to the jokes, to the insults, those things, and to continue to come close to Hashem. We know that Rabbi Nosson Zal, Rabbi Nachman's closest student, experienced incredible opposition when he wanted to come close. All of his family, both his parents and the friends that he grew up with, and his father-in-law and his wife, all of them, were all extremely opposed to Hasidus, based on different things, based on the movement of the Shabtai Tzvi that was 100 years before, that caused a tremendous breach in Judaism and the Jewish people. It did tremendous damage, and based on different things that were being said about the Baal Shem Tov, rumors that were being spread, false things that were being spread, that caused this major opposition against Hasidim, against Hasidus. And Rav Nosson Zal had to be able to stand up to that, to face the music, which and mockery, and people who had such respect for him before that, they looked up to him in a tremendous way, ignored him and walked away from him in a disdainful way. And his success in coming close to tzaddikim in general, especially Rabbeinu Zal, was based on the fact that he had this Azus Tikdusha. He was able to be happy, to fortify himself with Simcha Azus Tikdusha, to be able to make it to the finish line. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitei. Study chapter 22 in Likutei Moran well, in order to have a solid introduction to this halacha. Ubozeh, and based on what it says there, Efshe Limtsoi Remez Ktsas, Lemashikosov Rabbeinu Zal, B'sefer Ho'alef Beis Hechodosh. Based on what it says there, we'll be able to find a little bit of a hint of an understanding to what Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Hamidos. Sefer Midas is called the Aleph Beis book, because it goes in the order of the Aleph Beis. In the Aleph Beis Hechodosh, it's divided into two parts, a part which Rabbeinu Zal wrote when he was very young, when he was a child, and then a part that he wrote a little bit later, which is deeper, much deeper, Ba'ois Toichocha, in the section that deals with reprimand, Simen Gimel, paragraph 3, Vezeh L'shoinoi, and this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes there. Mi Sheshomea Toichocha, Ve'enoi Niskabel Etzloi, a person who hears reprimand, he's being reprimanded for something that he did wrong, improper, and he can't accept it. Yeda, that person should know, sheyitzarech lilvois etzlacherim, that he's going to have to end up borrowing from other people. V'simen ledavar, and a sign for this, an indication for this in the pasuk is, bidvorim loy. Yivoser Oved, that a person who does not accept certain words of reprimand, he will remain a servant, a slave. Uksiv, and we know that there's a pasuk that says in Mishlei chapter 22, Eved loyve leish malve, a borrower becomes a slave to the lender. He's indebted. He's in great, just like a slave is serving a debt of gratitude. The Gemara says, When does a Jew get sold for as a slave? If he borrows and he can't return. Ad kan l'shoinoi. These are Rabbeinu Zal's words over there in Sefer Amidos. V'hadvorim atikim. And his words are very deep. Stumim v'chasumim oid. Very closed. Very hard to understand the connection. Adain Kates. Extremely deep, extremely hidden. Ki kol hadvorim shel ha'alef beis hechodosh, because all of the things that Rabbeinu Zal brings over there in the Sefer Hamidos, in the newer section, the section that he wrote when he was older, govu venelmu moid moid meinch kolchai, are very high spiritually, very deep and hidden from all men to be able to understand the connections. Ach al pi ha-maimer hanal, however, based on that chapter in the Likutei Moran, chapter 22, efsher limtzoi eizer remez k'tzas, we'll be able to find a little bit of a hint of an understanding behind what Rabbeinu Zal says there. Kize she'ein mekabel toichocho, because a person who can't accept reprimand, zehu machmas pegam hu emuna, that's an indication that there's a defect, there's a deficiency in their faith. Shehu bechinas choisem hayodin, which we said is the seal of the hands, which is referred to as an outer seal, she'al yodo mekablin hatoichocha, which is one of the prerequisites for a person to be able to receive reprimand in a healthy way. Ukeshe poigmim be'emuna, and when a person messes up in the area of faith, shehu choisem hachitzoin, which is the outer seal, nifgam choisem hapnimi, that also causes damage to the inner seal, shehu choisem horaglin, which is the seal of the feet, shehu bechinas toichocha, which is the concept of reprimand. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Ketubah that the tzaddikim that reprimand the Jews, they are messengers of Hashem. They're Hashem's foot soldiers. They see Hashem's anger at us, and they run, they come to us to reprimand us, to get us to improve. Nimtza. So based on the explanation over there in the Likutei Moran, we conclude, Zeh she'ein mekabel toichocha, that a person who does not accept reprimand the right way, bevadai pogam be'emuna, that person is definitely messed up in the area of faith. Ve'ikar pegam ho'emuna hu'al yedei pegam ho'azus. And we know, based on what Rabbeinu Zal says there, when we see a person who's lacking in faith, it means that they're not close to tzaddikim, because tzaddikim are the masters of faith. They're the ones who teach the Jewish people faith. We said, ure'ei emuna, the shepherds, the royim, the shiva royim, they're the ones who are best qualified to teach emuna. So a person who's lacking in emuna, it implies he's not close to tzaddikim. Why isn't he close to tzaddikim? Because he didn't have the azus digdusha that it takes to get close to tzaddikim. He couldn't take the heat. He couldn't take the insults, the fun, the mockery that people make fun of people who want to come close to tzaddikim. Al yidei pegam azus, shepogam bi azus digdusha. He's lacking in holy azus. Ki efsher lizkois le'emuna, because it's impossible for a person to be zeche to real solid faith in Hashem unless they have the azas digdusha that it takes to come close to true tzaddikim. And therefore, this person who is lacking in emuna, bevadai pogam ba'azas digdusha, is definitely also lacking in this azas digdusha. She'ikur hu emuna zoichin al yodoy kanal, where in order for a person to be zoichin to real emuna, it requires this azas digdusha. V'alkein, and therefore, ze she'ein niskabel etzloy hatoichocha, this person who can't accept reprimand, she'zeu al yidei pegam emuna, which reflects lack of emuna, shu pegam azas digdusha, nimtza she'pogam ba'azus. So there's something wrong, there's something lacking in this person in the area of Azus. V'alkein, and therefore Onshoi, his punishment is Shemuchrach Lilvois Me'acherim, that he has to go and borrow from other people. V'nase Eved Loive Le'ishmalve, and when you borrow from somebody else, you become a servant to them, you become humble, you're humbled under them. V'nichna elav, they become subservient to the lender, to the one who's lending them. Shezeu bechinas pegam ho'azus digdusha, that represents a lack, a deficiency in holy azus, because we know that the Gemara says bechinas ein odom meiz ponov bipnei balchoyvoy, that when somebody borrows money or anything from somebody else, if they're normal, if they have a little bit of normalcy, they will not be able to show azus towards the person that they owe money to. Because when you owe money to somebody else, when you borrowed from somebody else, you are no longer on the same level as him. You're under him. He had to reach out to you and lend you. You had to borrow. You had to take. You had to receive from somebody else. There's a shame and embarrassment that goes together with that. The Zohar Kodesh says, "Man do ochil dalav delay." A person who eats from money that's not food or money that's not his, bohis listakule biape, is ashamed, embarrassed to look into the face of the one who lent it to them. And this is why there are laws about when a person lends somebody something else, to be careful to avoid seeing that person sometimes, to avoid them being feeling embarrassed and ashamed. Every time you see them, they think, oh, is he going to ask me for the money right now? Is he going to pressure me for the, that kind of thing? Kimachma shepogam bi'azas dedusha, because of the fact that this individual was lacking in Azas Digdusha, there was a deficiency, there was a lack of Azas Digdusha. And therefore they didn't come close to Tzadikim, and therefore they don't have Emuna Bishleimus. And therefore they couldn't accept Toychocha, they couldn't accept reprimand. Veloyhoyo Az Kanomer, this person wasn't Az like a leopard, Neged Hamaligim Olav Avodas Hashem, to stand up strong against those people who make fun of his religion, of his Yiddishkeit, v'livli lehizbayish mehem klal, not to feel ashamed or embarrassed by them at all when they insult him, rak sheyiloi azus godol negdom, but rather to be very tough and strong in standing up to those people, v'yeh mitzchoy chozok l'umas mitzchom, and that his forehead stands straight and tall opposite them like steel, ukechoymas nechoshes, like a wall of copper, of metal, of steel, livli lishmoya klal lishum bilbil veleitzonus shel hamaligim vamisloitzitzim midarki atmimim vayishorim, not to listen at all, not to accept at all any of the insults, the jokes, the comments that these people who make fun and laugh at people who are really religious, people who are simple in their Yiddishkeit, people who talk to Hashem, people who visit graves of tzaddikim, people who serve Hashem with simplicity, the oz im hoyoloi azus kazeh, and then if this person would have had the azus digdusha, not to be affected by their jokes, by their insults, by their comments, shehu azus dikdusha, that's called a holy azus, hoyo zoiche lihinotzel mimanhigim shel sheker, that would have given him the ability to stand strong against the false leaders, those people who project themselves as if their authorities, they can give advice, they can tell you what yeshiva to go to, what yeshiva not to go to, what rabbi to go to, what to do, etc., and that person would have been able to come close to the true leaders, and then he would have been zeichet to solid faith, and that would have given them the ability to accept reprimand in a positive way, in a constructive way. Because it is impossible for a person to accept reprimand the right way unless the person has faith. What kind of faith? He has to have faith in Hashem. He has to have faith in the person reprimanding him. That number one, he knows what he's talking about. Even though somebody reprimands me telling me that I did something wrong. If I thought it was wrong, I wouldn't have done it. I obviously thought it was right, so I did it. Now this person thinks I'm wrong. I have to have a certain level of faith and trust in that person that they know what they're talking about, number one. Number two, that they're not saying it just to insult me, to put me down, or to make themselves big, but they're saying it for constructive purposes, that they really want to help me. And then number three, the person has to believe that they can be helped. There are certain people who know that they have certain bad habits, they do certain things that are wrong, and when somebody reprimands them, tell them, why are you doing this? Don't you agree that this is the wrong thing to do? Yeah, so what? I've been doing this all of my whole life. I'm not going to stop now. The people, they don't have any faith in themselves that they have the ability to change. Very often, person not being able to accept toichacha is because they have no faith in themselves. They don't realize that I can change. I do have a choice to choose to overeat or to choose to do whatever I want. Somebody goes ahead and they go on a binge. They eat the whole thing. And somebody looks and says, what'd you do that for? There's nothing wrong. Once in a while, there's nothing wrong with going on a binge. What do you mean once in a while? Is it permitted to stop breathing once in a while? Just for a couple of minutes, just for like 10 minutes to take a break, stop breathing. Would you do that? No, why? Because it'll kill you. So overeating also, anything that's wrong harms you. If you understand that this is harmful, why are you doing it? The answer is because one of the reasons is lack of faith. Person doesn't believe in themselves that they have the power to stop. They have the power to say no. Sometimes it's because a person tried a number of times. They tried unsuccessfully to overcome a certain thing and they didn't succeed, so they gave up. They gave up on themselves. They have no faith in themselves. Faith means faith in Hashem, faith in Tzaddikim, faith in the Torah, and faith in yourself. Aval machma shepogam ba'azus, but because of the fact that this person was lacking in this azus, shaydezeh nifgam ho'emuna etzloi kanal, which implies also pegam en emuna, lack in emuna, u'machmazeh enoi zoiche lekabel toichocha, and because of that, they don't accept reprimand the right way. Al kein onshoi, therefore the punishment for that is, the penalty for that is, Sheyeh eved loyve leishmalve, that he becomes a servant to, he has to borrow, he has to go out and borrow, and then he sees what it is, he sees the lack of azus. Shehu b'chinas pegam ho azus. When a person's an eved, he knows he's lacking in azus. He can't look the other person in the face. B'chinas ein od ameiz ponov ebnei bal choyvoi. As the Gemara testifies, that a person who had to borrow from somebody else will not be able to look that person in the face with azus. So this is a message to the person, it's a sign to the person that possibly you were lacking in azus of Kedusha, where you're supposed to have azus, and Hashem is sending you, he's sending you a message to know where your problem lies. And now we can understand also why our rabbis warn us in the Gemara in a very serious way. Do not ever lend money or lend anything without writing it down, without putting it in writing, with witnesses. Kemuva b'Gemara, as is brought in the Gemara, Shafilu be'erev Shabbos. There was a situation once where a rabbi was forced to take a loan on Friday afternoon, when people are in a rush, they don't have time for any extra curricular activities. Lo yirotzo lahalvois b'lo yedim shtar. And a rabbi was going to extend a loan to somebody, but he said, "Bring me witnesses. Get a piece of paper. Let's write it down." Ki me'achar shezeh haloy v'sheboli dekach. Because once we recognize that this borrower who came to such a position, shemuchrach lilvois me'acherem, where he has to go and borrow from other people, shezeh nimshach mipigam emuna, that reflects a lack of faith. That shows that this person has a deficiency in faith. Pigam ho'azus kanal, a lack of azus of kedusha, alkein shchiach moed, sheyovoy chas v'sholom lidei eze kfira v'akhosha. Then this person, if this person doesn't believe in Hashem necessarily completely, if they deny Hashem, lacking in emuna means denying Hashem, then they could very easily come to deny that they borrowed money. They could come to denial in that area. Once we see that this person has a deficiency or a defect in the Azus of Kid, in the holy Azus and the Emuna. Therefore, this person can easily slide, can go further, and come to deny when it comes to money matters. Shehu hepecha emuna, which is also the opposite of faith. Shetzrichen lisa velitein beemuna. That's the terminology that's used in the Gemara about doing business properly, about conducting your finances the right way. It's called masa umatan beemuna, with trustworthiness, with faith. Ki ikar ho emuna hitluya bamomain. Because real faith is dependent on money. To know where a person's holding when it comes to faith is dependent on how they deal with money matters. Kishenishmorim mitayvas mamayin. When a person is pure and perfect in how they deal with money, they have no interest whatsoever in somebody else's money. They're not jealous of anybody. They don't want anybody else's money, anything like that. Livli liga chas v'shalom b'mamon chaver, not to touch somebody else's money in any wrong way. Afilu kishov epruta, not even a penny. U'me'achar sheze shebo lidei halvo, and once we see that this person who came to such a place where they have to borrow money from somebody else, ze nimshach mipigamo emuna, and as we saw before, that implies a deficiency, a lack in emuna. Shebuai de pegama azas tigdusha, which is also associated with lack of azas tigdusha, alken yeshchash shelo yifkoim beemuna legamri. Therefore, there's concern. Therefore, there's concern that this person shouldn't chas v'shalom go further in lack of emuna, in messing up in emuna. V'kacheish ba'amisa chas v'shalom, and deny that his friend lent him money, chas v'shalom. Shezehu hepech emuna. That's the opposite of emuna. That's the opposite of masu matin be'emuna. V'ho'ikar, and again, why are we so concerned? V'ho'ikaru machmas shenivgam ho'azes digdusha etzloi kanal. The main reason is because we see that this person is lacking in azes of kedusha. That can easily lead a person to deny the truth, shehu pigam emuna, which is a pigam in emuna. Now, a person would say that to deny that somebody lent you something when they did, that's azus. Isn't that azus? The answer is yes. That's called azus the sitrachra. These two are like on two ends of a seesaw. When a person doesn't have the azus, the guts, the toughness to stand up to those people who oppose religion, those people will end up having the azus to spit in Hashem's face, or to insult tzaddikim or things like that, which takes tremendous azus. It's either or. If the azus is in the right place, if your azus, if your brazenness is in the right place, then you're using it properly. You're using it to stand up to those forces that oppose your coming close to Hashem, to tzaddikim. If you don't use the azus there, then the satan, the Eitz Hara, will twist it and cause the person to have misplaced azus. They'll use the azus where they're supposed to show shyness and humility. There they'll be showing the azus, the chutzpah. We'll hold it over here.